Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster. We have a few announcements this morning, and so as the folks who are going to make announcements come on up, I'd just like to remind everyone that we'll begin our service this morning with an act of remembrance and draw your attention to the memorial altar. You can see there are photographs. Some of them have notes and stories. Each picture represents a child of this parish or a loved one of a current parishioner who has served in the military over the years. And so I would invite you to come after the service and take a look. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and happy snow, eh? So that brings to mind that we do have the boxes out again for my sister's place and the men's mission. We're looking for gently used or new hats, mitts, scarves, and if you just want to drop them in the boxes, and we will send them out. Anyway, if you can just go through your closet, see what you can give, that would be great. Thank you.
Good morning. I am here to announce that we have another games night happening on November the 21st, Friday night from 7 to 9. Please come. There'll be snacks. It's guaranteed. You can bring your favorite game or you can play something that's here. We have tons of board games. And for all those who hate board games, we have lots of cards. And we all know how to play euchre and cribbage, so we can work with you with that. Anyway, November 21st, 7 to 9.
Thank you. Please stand for our opening hymn.
Thank you.
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we shall remember them.
We shall remember.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the grasses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the guns
Let us pray. Eternal God, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you've had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born, from age to age you are God.
You turn us back to the dust and say, go back, O child of earth.
For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night.
You sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like the grass.
In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered.
Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Be gracious to your servants.
Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning, so shall we rejoice and be glad all the days of our life.
Show your servants your works and your splendor to their children.
May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper our handiwork.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated. I must have been 13 or 14 years old when I opened Uncle Jack's box for the first time. Uncle Jack always seemed a little larger than life. You know those people. He never did anything wrong. Everyone had something nice to say when he came up in conversation. Several of Jack's nephews and at least one great-great-nephew have all been named for him. Sign of our family's pride. So I was surprised as I went through this box and looked at Uncle Jack's old report cards, his mementos, photos, and letters home. I was surprised to meet someone who didn't quite live up to all of those stories. My surprise did not mute the shock I felt as I came to the end of his flight record. Like all military pilots, Uncle Jack, or I suppose P.O. Tucker, was required to log all his flights during his training and his deployment. I got to know his handwriting, noticed when the ink changed. And that last entry starts out just like the rest, but a different hand completed it. Did not return. Uncle Jack was shot down over the channel during a night flight in the Second World War. And I find that I get a little teary when I think of my great-grandmother receiving that dreaded letter informing her that Jack was missing. And then again, almost a year later, when the notice of presumptive death finally arrived. My great-grandmother dealt with the death of her only son the way that many mothers do. And she turned Jack into a saint. A young man who could do no wrong, who had died a hero's death. The success of those named for him somehow became Jack's successes. And those family members, so unfortunate as to remind her of who Jack really had been, relegated to the sidelines. Each of us must find a way to make sense of what happens in our lives. It's normal and important to sort through our experiences and find some meaning. And so I wonder how you make sense of what has happened in your life. What stories do you and your family tell about the people you have lost along the way, or those moments that seem to change everything? Jesus asks Martha what she believes in this morning's passage. And Martha declares that she believes that Jesus is the Messiah. Her grief that Lazarus has died, her disappointment that Jesus did not come when Martha called him, her anger that Jesus seems to have chosen not to save her brother, have not shaken her faith. She knows she will see Lazarus again in the resurrection, even though you can almost hear what she does not say. That in that moment, it isn't enough. And she'd rather see him now. Our reading ends before the story is over. Jesus, Mary, and Martha go to Lazarus's tomb together. And Jesus weeps for his friend. The one coming into the world stops and grieves. And then he does the impossible, calling Lazarus out of the tomb and back into life. Did you know that God always acts on the third day? God created plant life on the third day. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. God heals Saul's blindness and invites him into a new life as Paul on the third day. But here we are at Lazarus's tomb on the fourth day. A place that seems beyond even God's intervention. And this is where Jesus brings Lazarus back. This is where Jesus acts. Jesus goes to the place that people believe God can't or won't go, into a situation that seems beyond hope, and brings hope and joy and redemption and healing. When we talk about the Christian hope, this is the hope we are talking about. This is the hope we carry with us. It's the story we tell and retell when we feel lost. It's the story we share at funerals, on All Souls Day, and on Remembrance Sunday. That death is not the end. That all is not lost, even when our lives in this world come to an end. Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And wild as that may sound, that hope is just the beginning of a new and wonderful life. Over the next few days, we will have more opportunities to remember those who have answered the call to serve their country. As we give thanks for their willingness to serve in this way, let us remember that we are all called to loving service. As we consider their courage, let us have the courage to name that war will never lead to peace, and to pray and work for the peace that passes understanding that comes straight from God. And if we should find that our loved ones were in fact a little more complicated than we once imagined, let us remember that our hope rests in Jesus. That Jesus' love of Mary and Martha and Lazarus brought him to the dark place of a four-day-old tomb. And that Jesus continues to go into those places where hope itself seems to have died, calling new life out of death. Amen. Let us stand as we confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. Please assume a posture of prayer.
Please join in the following response. May God give peace.
God give peace.
Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace, may God give peace.
God give peace.
We think of those facing their own personal battles and pray especially for Scott, Brian, Gail, Jovia, Andrew, Ian, John, Christine, Charles, Rose, Michelle, Carolyn, Terry, Charles, Cheryl, the Weller family, Susan, Rath and Reginald, Bill, Margaret, and Martin. May God give peace.
God give peace.
O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish. Today we remember Gail Jonkind. May God give peace.
God give peace.
Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honor the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, our Father, and you, for our what we have done, and our what we have done. We have not loved you with all our heart, and we have not loved you with all our hearts. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your word to us is food indeed. Receive all we offer you this day, and let your loving kindness be our comfort. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your living word.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, and wonderfully you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened the path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom, and through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us to pray, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread. So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Let us pray. Living God, in the Eucharist, you fill us with new hope. May the power of your love, which we have known in your word and sacrament, continue your saving work among us and bring us to the joy you promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.